It's Rob and Brent and my Reggie dude. And don't forget, it also features Dawson too. We gonna give you all the dope reviews. But first, we'll hit on all the movie news. Cha-ching, cha-ching, box office due. In between the news and the reviews, there's not a lot that we don't do. So turn the volume up, cause we coming through. Put your headphones on and tie your shoes. Jackman and Grant, we got all the views. We're like Brando and Godfather 2. We're gonna make a podcast you can't refuse. This is the Cinema Chat Podcast, and we know a lot about movies.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Cinema Chat Podcast with Rob and Brent and Reggie featuring Dawson. I'm Brent.
I'm Rob.
I'm Reggie.
And I'm featuring Dawson.
This week we're back for episode 460. We're counting down to 500, or counting up, I guess, to 500.
Woo! Counting down to the end of the show.
We're 40 away from 500, everyone. We're going to be reviewing Spaceman on Netflix, the new Adam Sandler, Sandman, Spaceman.
Movie. Oh, it's a good time.
We're going to be talking about that. But before we get there, we got other stuff. You know what it is.
What did we watch this week? Let us give you a peek. We'll get to the news real soon. First, listen to this little tune. Give us the attention we seek while we tell you what we watched this week.
So I obviously I watched Spaceman. I also watched Imaginary, which is on our schedule for next week.
But
if you guys want to pivot, if yes. There's a consensus among the three of you and you would like to pivot, I will allow it.
Yay.
I will tell you this. I didn't necessarily have a bad time with it, but it is not a good movie.
What other options do we have?
Ricky Stenicki
on Amazon Prime, the new
John, which I did watch.
John Cena, Zac Efron, Andrew Santino. I've watched 15 minutes of it so far. So if we wanted to pivot to Ricky Stenicki, it's kind of hard to review comedy movies, but I'm not going to force you all to watch Imaginary.
I think, hear me out, I think Ricky Stenicki has more going on than just a comedy movie.
Okay, I haven't watched it. I've only seen the first 15 minutes.
Because it's not all just like John Cena being obscure. There's moments in there. There's lessons to be learned, and there's like, it's like an early 2000s comedy. But it's not just like, I don't know. It's like The Hangover. They have like a thing at the end they got to do. I think it's more than just a comedy.
So okay. So if you guys wanted to do that, I'm perfectly okay with it, because I don't want me putting Imaginary on the schedule to be on my conscience whenever you guys have to watch it.
But Spaceman, you're okay with that on your conscience?
Spaceman is on Netflix and is a pretty, you know, it's Netflix, pal. Okay. You don't have to go to the theater to watch this.
Is this John Cena movie on Netflix also?
It's on Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, Amazon Prime.
I would say Damsel, but I don't really want to. I don't want to watch that. So, we'll talk more about this offline. But just know that's where I'm at with it. I watched it. I will tell you, I didn't have a bad time with it, but I am keenly aware that I have a different tolerance for bad horror movies than you guys.
Listen, I was going to get a private screening of it anyways, so if we want to stick with it, that's fine.
I am not going to be responsible for it, so I'm fine either way, because I've already seen it. And like I said, I didn't have a bad time with it, but I don't want to make you all. So you all decide amongst yourselves. We'll make that call later tonight or tomorrow, and we can go from there. That is really all that I watched this week. March is here. March Madness is coming. I don't know how many movies I'm going to see, but I do plan on going to see, I think, Love Lies Bleeding this week, maybe. A new Kristen Stewart movie. So I might go see that. Otherwise, yeah, that's what I watched. Dawson, what about you?
Just a side note, if we do change to Ricky Stenicki next week, I'm going to be eating good this month. So, you know.
All right, Applebee's.
Spaceman, Ricky Stenicki, Ghostbusters. I mean, even Godzilla versus Kong is kind of funny. And followed by Monkey Man. Dude, I'm having a good Civil War. I'm having a good stretch here. Rebel Moon Part 2. And it all comes to a screeching halt with Abigail. I watched Ricky Stenicki, Amazon Prime. I enjoyed it. If we do review it, you'll hear more, but I would say watch it. It's fun. And then I watched Damsel, which I would say don't watch. It's bad. Skip it. Don't stream it. the first like half hour of the movie is weird, like fairy tale princess story. And then it goes from there to like the tone changes. And then it's just kind of like Millie Bobby Brown in a cave with making weird noises. And then there's a scene where she's just got her mouth up to the ceiling and like, I don't know. I'm like, it feels like I'm watching something that's not for me. so don't watch it. It's stupid. And then outside of that, I didn't watch any of the movies, but I was, spreading democracy across world again, the galaxy again. Survivor's back. Watch some of that. Two episodes of Halo. I caught up on that. It's pretty decent. I say it's better than the first season.
That's not a high bar.
No, but it's okay. It's not. Once you get out of your head, like they're not doing the game story.
Fucking Halo gets a season 2, but not the brother son. Fuck everything about that.
Paramount needs originals. I don't know. Did I watch anything else? I don't think so. Not really much else. The Oscars, shame on me.
I watched the Oscars as well, so don't.
It was decently fun.
Yeah, we can talk about it. Rob, what'd you watch?
I watched Kung Fu Panda 4 with my son this weekend. It was pretty entertaining.
Was it? Yeah. I heard you say it was missing something.
Yeah, they took a different path than they usually do. But I think it was all right still.
I haven't seen a Kung Fu Panda movie, let alone many Kung Fu Panda movies, to know what you're talking about. I haven't watched any of them, so.
Well, the whole thing is that like my son wanted to go see it, and I've taken him to every one of these. The first one came out in 2008, so he was like 4 years old, and now he's 19 years old. And we've seen them all, so yeah, he was the reason we saw that. Yeah, I was I was going to try and get him to watch Imaginary, but he wanted to see that instead. Did I mention that I watched the Netflix The Last Avatar series?
I think you did.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, watched that. Yeah, it's also I watched the Demon Slayer movie. I think I didn't mention that last time either.
I got to be honest with you, Rob. Whenever you and Reggie talk about the anime that you've seen, it's like in one ear and out the other. It's not in like a disrespectful way. It's just like I don't have the bandwidth to keep up with what you guys are talking about. This is for all the people that like anime. This is not for me. So whenever you ask if you talked about an anime, I'm probably not going to remember unless it's got some stupid name like fucking Dungeon, Delicious Dungeon or whatever the fuck.
Delicious and Dungeon.
So
you're making Reggie cry.
Reggie's fine. He gets it.
I get it.
It would be like if Dawson and I were talking about a game, a sports ball game that was on, and Reggie's like, okay.
Yeah, my eyes would just glass over.
What'd you watch, Reggie? Yeah. Oh, Rob, did you have
also,
more?
Also, yeah, I wanted to mention I've been Star Wars, The Bad Batch, Season 3. Been watching those. I don't know if anybody else has been on that.
Yeah, I've been watching it. Because it's the last season, right? I think that's one of the reasons I've been watching it, because it's the last season. Like, might as well finish it, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last one was episode 4.
Rob, just between you and me, do you think Specs is actually dead?
Yeah, I think so.
When last season, I was like, he's not dead. I didn't believe it. But we're like 4 episodes in. And, like, he hasn't come back. So I'm like, oh, maybe he actually was dead.
Yeah, well, that's why they have Echo come back.
Yeah, which sucks. Because...
well, right, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Anyway, moving along.
Anything else, Rob?
No, that was it.
Reggie.
What did I watch this week? Okay, I watched all the...
Where's the Bad Batch?
Yeah. I watched all the Kung Fu Panda movies, 1, 2, and 3, because Jess wants to see Kung Fu Panda 4. So I was like, oh, yeah, we could go see that. And then I told her I hadn't seen any of them. And she was like, oh, well, you got to see them. I was like, do I really? So I watched all 3 of them. Yeah. So hey,
Your brother taking your nephew to any movies?
No, he's still too young for that stuff. He wouldn't sit in a movie theater.
How old is he? That.
He'll be 4 in May, so he's 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could.
Almost there.
No, that's gonna happen.
My kid saw Trolls in November, and she was not even 4 yet.
Kids are different, man.
Yeah. I guess. He's got that fidgety, if he gets bored, he needs to entertain himself, so... I don't know. Maybe we could.
Maybe Jonathan could just let him throw his fucking popcorn all over the floor.
Yeah. Have fun with this. Dad's here. Take this popcorn and throw it on the floor. Have fun.
Plus, he'd be yelling at the screen. Of course, that's probably a cultural thing. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Shame on you.
Jesus Christ.
I can make that joke. Anyway, what else did I see? Woo. I watched Ricky Stenicki. And then I watched this movie, Pandorum.
Is that with Ben Foster from like 2013 or something like that?
2009.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I remember
that movie. Still gives me bad dreams.
Really? I had never seen it. And I saw it. It was playing on on the TV in the break room one day. And I was like, what is this? And I just kept getting like glimpses of it. And it looked really interesting. So I was like, well, let me check.
Did we lose him?
He's frozen.
Uh-oh. Well, we lost Reggie. I kind of remember Pandorum. I know I watched it. I think I had a burnt. This is back whenever I had burnt DVDs. I had a burnt DVD with Pandorum
Reggie,
written.
We lost you for like a second.
With Pandorum written on it in Sharpie. So I know I had it. I don't really remember a ton about it other than Ben Foster was in it and it was on a spaceship.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people say like it's a spiritual successor to Event Horizon. So I was like, oh, okay, well, let me check this out. I had a lot of fun with it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I remember liking it.
I guess for what it was.
Okay.
It still scares
me. Yeah, that's about it.
That's it? All right. Yeah. Well, let's get on to the news. Insightful.
Good news.
If the headline is big enough, it makes the news big enough.
Timely.
The news goes on for 24 hours a day.
Well prepared.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Well, I got some bad news for you.
Do you want the Aladdin news or the Aladdin news?
The Aladdin news?
This is movie news.
Movie news. I guess we'll start. Oscars were last night. I watched most of it. It was a pretty enjoyable show. I think they did a good job mixing up the presentations of the categories and the nominees. They had some different things mixed in, like previous winners would come out and say something about each.
That was really cool because
that was very cool.
You get to, for all of the acting categories, they had previous winners, one of each for each person. So, and generally speaking, it was people that had like maybe a personal relationship with that person, a previous winner. And it seemed like most of them had pretty heartfelt things to say.
Yeah.
So it was nice, like, to see, like, even, you know, them all get, as the kids would say, get their flowers, you know, in a moment like that. It was kind of cool. It was neat. That was like the one thing I was going to talk about whenever we talked about this, because it's funny you brought that up first. It was very cool, I thought, to see them do that. I hope they continue to do that.
Yeah, it was a nice little touch. You know, they had skits. John Cena was naked on stage. That was funny. John Mulaney had a good little bit in there. I mean, I don't know. I felt it was good. The one thing that I'll say is I know I sent you guys a TikTok on it, but the in memorandum section,
mm-hmm.
they played the song that they sing at the end of Step Brothers. And all I could think of was like, where's Will Ferrell singing this right now? And John C. Reilly on the drums. Cause that was the song they played. And I was like, this is, and I saw a video and I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I thought too. Outside of that, Barbie didn't really win like anything besides best song. All of the awards went to Poor Things instead, which I thumbs down. Oppenheimer won like 7 awards last night. All the big ones. Best picture, best actor, best supporting actor. Divine Joy Randolph won her first for the holdovers, which was good. I'm glad Paul Giamatti didn't win. And that movie has been charged for plagiarism.
Paul Giamatti slander?
Right.
I like Paul Giamatti, but he won all the other awards, and I'm like, not for this movie. He doesn't need to win the awards for this movie. Okay. This movie was boring.
And I disagree. I think it was whatever. Well, I think he was good.
That's perfect. We can all have opinions.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to change your mind. That's not what we're here to do. Outside of that, yeah, I mean, Oppenheimer seemed like it won a ton. There was a dog in the audience clapping. Ryan Gosling had the largest like backing performance for I'm Just Ken song. That was cool. I mean, he had like 60 people and like a couple of his castmates were up there. Simu Lee.
One interesting bit was Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger came out and delivered an award together. And I thought they were going to do like a twins thing, and they wound up going with like, we were both Batman villains.
Yeah, and calling out Keaton in the
Danny
audience.
DeVito's like, he's right there. It goes to Michael Keaton, and Michael Keaton's performance in the Oscar audience was pretty fucking great. So it was interesting. It was kind of an entertaining show, I think, for what it is. It was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, at ratings, it was up on ratings. I think it was the highest it's had in 4 years. So
that being said, I did start an hour late and fast forward through some parts, so maybe that had something to do with my enjoyment of it.
I did my kids' bedtime, so I missed like a half hour, so maybe same, but yeah, it was fine.
But also, fuck the Oscars, right?
Yeah, whatever. Killers of the Flower Moon was snubbed. No wins there, which was kind of wild.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Moving on. Outside of that, we're in the DCU now. James Gunn's deal. He said that they're going to start filming Peacemaker after they film Superman. And Peacemaker season 1 is not canon. And season 2 will take place after Superman. Yeah, I don't know. It's not Superman Legacy anymore. They just dropped the Legacy. Now it's just the Superman. They dropped the.
So we're just supposed to act like that first season didn't even happen?
I guess because it had the Snyderverse characters in it. Right? Like it had the very end of Peacemaker, they all came down in the silhouettes and like
Oh, I mean, but I mean, you could just say that scene didn't happen. You don't have to say it's all.
And the Suicide Squad. I don't know if that, because that's maybe that doesn't exist anymore. So
whatever
they want to keep Peacemaker. I know. Whatever, whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yesterday was March 10th, also known as Mario Day.
Oh, because M-A-R
1. M-A-R 10. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So it's a celebrated day. We got an announcement for Super Mario Brothers Movie 2. That'll be coming out on April 6th, 2026. So set your box office game now.
Yay.
This is going to make $1 billion. What? The first one was fine.
It was fine. Exactly. It was fine, and this is 2 years away.
And it's going to be better, and it's going to be better. They're going to go deeper into Mario. Going to go deeper. They're going to start setting up the Nintendo Cinematic Universe.
I don't know a ton about Mario, so them going deeper into Mario, I don't know that I need that. I'm more of a surface level Mario kind of guy.
Okay, read a book. Yeah, that's why you don't like
you don't want to read a book. You reading a lot of Mario books, homie?
Nintendo Power, okay. Game Informer.
I had a Game Informer subscription.
Yeah, so did I. Came with my, Minnesota. Spider-Man 4 might happen. Sam Raimi has said that he wants to do it. There's a chance that it's going to happen because he wants it as bad as we want it. And Tobey Maguire might want to come back to do it. Since season talks come back for Secret Wars, and they're releasing all the Spider-Man movies in theaters, I think over the next couple weeks here, or I think starting in April, you'll be able to go see all of the Spider-Man movies in theaters again.
Why do I feel like we're going to get Spider-Man 4, The Amazing Spider-Man 3, and the new Tom Holland? I feel like we're going to get all of them.
Why wouldn't we? We should. And then we'll get Miles Morales too, and they'll all team up.
I'm not mad at it.
If you want to make so much money, that's what we got to do.
So much fucking money.
Yeah, I would be totally down with it. They could tie Venom, Andrew Garfield, into Venom. That would make me care about Venom. That would make me care about that universe. Is if you tie in Andrew Garfield to that.
You know what would make me care about it? You know what made me care about Venom? Any Spider-Man. Any type of Spider-Man.
Because they care about each other. Yeah, so I don't know. It's possible. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I mentioned this earlier, but The Holdovers has been accused of plagiarism by writer Simon Stevenson, the writer of Paddington 2, one of the highest rated movies of all time. Stevenson had a script named Frisco, which followed a world-weary children's doctor and a 15-year-old patient who gets stuck looking after her. Alexander Payne had read the script. And I've seen like a side-by-side comparison of like bullet points through the plot of both movies. And there are a lot of beats that are like, wow, this is pretty close, but it's kind of a,
I saw that too, but I also was like, I wonder how many stories are like, have these same exact beats. Maybe not as many. Maybe the amount of them is the shocking part. But it's kind of a formulaic plot, right? Like, it's nothing special about it.
Yeah, it's not like it's a sci-fi movie where it's some unique situation.
I mean, there's definitely smoke there, and I'm not going to say that it wasn't plagiarized. But just on what I saw, like, I could see... I've seen the movie, and I could see how... there could be 18 scripts out there right now that all have basically the same plot, the same beats. I don't know. Maybe there's fire. There's definitely smoke.
Maybe that's why I didn't win any awards last night.
That's probably why.
It's Christopher Nolan. He was best director, best movie, everything last night. It's estimated that he's going to bring in $72 million for directing Oppenheimer, which would make him one of the highest paid directors of all time.
Jesus Christ.
Just for first, I mean, $72 million is a massive amount. But when the movie made $1 billion, right? Like, I'm sure he worked something out for
that's 7% that rights. That's 7% of a billion.
Maybe that's what it was. It's a lot. Maybe it was 5% and you got a bonus for it doing so much.
That's a ton of fucking money.
I don't. There's no way they projected it would make $1 million.
No, I can't imagine anybody would project a 3.5 hour, however long it was. What was it?
By 3 hours on the. I think it was 3 hours on the nuts. Like
on the nuts.
Yeah.
Dead nuts. Yeah, I mean, that's a long movie to make that much money, so I'm sure they didn't expect it to make that much. $72 million is a lot of money to direct a movie, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I mean, imagine what he can, you know, now he can make even less money.
$72 million, and Reggie still hasn't seen it.
What have I seen?
Oppenheimer.
Sorry, I'm back. Oh, yeah.
Christopher Nolan made $72 million for that.
Okay. Good
for him. Good money there. Halloween, the Michael Myers saga is getting a television show, and it will be a creative reset yet again, and it'll go all the way back to the original film. Yay! More retconning and changing stories, whatever they want to do. I don't know.
Bringing back Jamie Lee Curtis too?
I'm fine with a reboot. I don't care.
You know what? Usually I hate a reboot, but actually, maybe I'm okay with it. Because if not, where would they start it? You know, I almost feel like they would have to do a reboot.
Yeah, after this last series, what are you going to do?
Right.
Piece them back together.
He just
liquefies back into a meat.
Yeah, but I do not want to see more 75-year-old Michael Myers. Like,
yeah,
give me a young Michael Myers. Well. Plus, it's a TV show, not a movie, so I give them even more leeway to do what they want. It's kind of its own thing, I think.
I'm what if he's like not even in it till like the very end, like the last episode. He shows up, just setting up somebody else's story, and then he pops up.
I don't know.
I guess what I'm concerned about is, like, you go to a Halloween because it's a slasher, and if you're doing a TV show, let's say 10 episodes, 10 hours, is it going to be 10 hours of slasher, or is it going to be like 10 hours of following Michael Myers around and, you know, watching him be all angsty and disappointed in life until he starts killing people in the last episode?
I mean, I've watched a few different slasher TV shows, and they're generally speaking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty easy genre to do a show on because there's natural, like, points where you can stop. You know, you get like a chase scene, you can cut in the chase scene. There's good breaks for a television show in the slasher genre because you have to ratchet up the tension and then bring it back down, ratchet it up and bring it back down. So it really, I find that it generally works pretty well in television format. I'm surprised there haven't been more of them because I do think it works well, but I'm interested to see this. Where is it going to be on? Have they said?
I can't remember who bought the rights to it.
Isn't it? Well, A24 was talking about it, but did
somebody's making a Camp Crystal Lake? I think Peacock's making a Crystal Lake TV show.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Did HBO was it? No, it's not HBO.
Miramax. Miramax is the one that bought it.
Hulu? Is it gonna be on Hulu then? No.
I don't know. If I find it, I'll break in.
So that Miramax was owned by Disney.
Yeah. Continue. I'm reading a story, so if I find it, I will.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. So we're getting that. Rob, you said you watched the Avatar show on Netflix. It's coming back for 2 more seasons.
I'm so happy to hear this.
Because you didn't watch it?
I did watch it.
Oh, the curse is broken. The curse is broken. It is coming back. It'll do 2 more seasons, and then it'll be wrapped. It'll be done after season 3. So,
which makes sense because there were only, what, 3 seasons of the original series, I think?
There was like 30 episodes, like 30 episodes a season or something like that.
Yeah, but like even the Netflix series kind of each episode kind of covers 2 episodes of the original. So,
do you think I would like it? I started to watch like 5 minutes of it and I had something pop up that I had to take care of. Do you think I would like the Avatar show?
You might like to watch with your kids. But here's the thing, like if you didn't like the anime, then you probably wouldn't like this. I don't know, the live action, they're doing some really cool stuff in it. Like the CGI is pretty cool. The fight scenes are pretty cool. There are a lot of callbacks, if that makes any sense. I guess they would be Easter eggs to like the original, but like they're not things that you wouldn't understand if you hadn't watched it. So yeah, I think you would like it. Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch the One Piece on Netflix?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't do One Piece. When a show has like 1,000+ episodes, I'm just like, I missed it.
I don't even know why you're asking, Dawson. You're not going to watch it.
Gum Gum Punch. Whatever the hell he does.
You're not going to watch
Straw Hat. Straw Hat. Goofy. Isn't that their thing? Straw Hats? Isn't that One Punch?
Yes.
Rob?
One Piece, not One Punch.
Oh, that's One Piece. Oh, wait. Did you ask about One Punch or One Piece?
Doesn't he have like an arm that he says like Gum Gum Arm or something?
Yeah, Gum Gum Pistol or something like that.
Go Go Gadget Arm.
Why do you know that?
Which, if you want a fun fact, in Japanese, it's supposed to be like rubber pistol, but the Japanese word for rubber is gum. So the English translation just took it like that.
Hmm.
Did you know that Pac-Man was originally going to be called Puck-Man?
Yes.
But they changed it because they could just scratch off in the P. It would just be Fuck-Man. It's a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Where is it?
Fun fact I just learned recently.
Isn't that from Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
That clip I just played?
No. My stat I just gave you. I think it is. I think it's from Scott Pilgrim.
I think so. That sounds
okay.
Right. Anything else?
Well,
is that the news?
Let's move on. Giancarlo Esposito said he would play Professor X if cast by Marvel, but he wouldn't want to be in a wheelchair because he doesn't want to sit down all day.
Then I guess he doesn't want to be Charles Xavier.
I know. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. You're not going to be Charles Xavier if you don't want to sit all day.
I don't want to be the Hulk. I want to be the Hulk, but I don't want to be green.
Yeah, I don't want to get angry. I have anger issues. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. I think he'd be great. I saw somebody say Denzel Washington and Giancarlo Esposito.
I thought he said that. He could be... I think he said he wanted to be Magneto and Denzel be Charles Xavier. I thought that's what I saw.
It says here Giancarlo Esposito would play Professor X, but without the wheelchair. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're going to be cast. I think if Marvel's going to cast people, they're going to do younger. Someone that could be in a franchise for 10 years.
I had it backwards. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
All right. Well,
Jake Lloyd still watches Star Wars stuff. I don't know.
Scraping the bottom.
Box office.
Box office results for the weekend of March 8th through the 10th, 2024. We did not have a Dune Part 2 repeat. Number one at the box office, Kung Fu Panda 4. Thanks to Rob. $58 million. Dune Part 2 pulled in $46 million in its second weekend. It's up to $157 million domestic over the course of two weekends. Number three, Imaginary, $9.9 million. Number four, Cabrini, $7.1 million. And number five, Bob Marley, One Love, $4 million. So I kind of thought, based on word of mouth, that Dune might keep the box office. But Kung Fu Panda bringing in almost $60 million. That's a nice little payday for Universal. Dune bringing in 46 is a 44% drop from weekend one to weekend two. So that's for a movie that opened pretty big. That's not that big of a drop. So it seems like it probably has some legs.
Yeah, it might go a couple of more weeks.
Guess we'll see.
Not for very long. I'm sorry.
Had anybody heard of Cabrini?
Not until this week.
You know who made Cabrini?
Is it the makers of all those Christian movies?
Down to Freedom, baby.
Okay. All right. That tracks. Look for Cabrini to go up in box office next week.
Right?
All right. That's going to do it for the box office. Let's get to our feature presentation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Six months in isolation. You stop thinking too much.
I'm getting interference.
I did not intend to frighten you, skinny human. Do not be afraid.
I'm losing my mind.
You wish to know if I am real. I am like you, an explorer.
Ah, sorry. That's on me. Trying to get it back. Working on it. Ah.
It's okay.
And now, our feature presentation.
Fuck it. I'll fix it in post. All right.
Oh, it's a spaceman. I'm a spaceman in outer space. Oh, it's a big space spider. Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Now I don't have to fix it. Thank you.
Oh, I'm Adam Sandler in outer space.
Sorry, Molly FaceTimed me, and I usually don't get anything on my iPad because I've got it in airplane mode usually. And for some reason, it's not in airplane mode right now. And she tried to FaceTime me, and it came through, and it fucked everything up. And then I just tried to message her to tell her to stop. Let's see. Spaceman.
Directed... Did you forget you're doing a show for, like, the last 400 Mondays?
She's in Texas.
Oh, that's right.
So time zone's different. She probably wasn't thinking about it. Spaceman. Directed by... I am all fucked up right now.
He's in his, you need to take a second to catch your breath and
all right,
reset, refocus.
Let's do Spaceman, directed by Johan Renck, written by Yaroslav Kalfar and Colby Day, starring Adam Sandler, Carey Mulligan, the voice of Paul Dano, Kunal Nair, for all you Big Bang Theory fans, Isabella Rossellini, and a whole bunch of other people. Follows an astronaut who is sent out on a one-man mission into space to survey this cloud and take samples of it. And he's been out to space for 6 months?
Six months.
Uh-huh. 6 months he's been out there. And his wife's back home, and you know he starts seeing this creature who's voiced by Paul Dano. Whenever I heard this was coming out, I was like, "Okay, Adam Sandler's doing another dramatic movie, not a comedy. I'm in on this. I liked Uncut Gems. I liked what was the name of the basketball movie? Hustle. I liked Hustle." I've liked a lot of his, you know, less comedic movies here lately. So I'm all in on this. It seemed interesting. I like Paul Dano at least doing a voice. It is a, you know, a capsule film for the most part. You know, small cast, small space. I like those. So I was in on this. Adam Sandler does not scare me away from movies like he does for some people. So I was, I don't know if I would say I was excited, but I was interested. Reggie, what about you?
I was not interested. I did not want to watch it. Saw the trailer. It looked horrible. I could have sworn I said I wasn't watching any more Adam Sandler movies yet. Here we are.
Didn't he acts like he didn't like, he acts like he's never liked an Adam Sandler movie. He
it's
acts
not
like
that. I don't, it's just like, they're not good. And like, yes, I did enjoy Murder Party or whatever, but like, I don't know. I'm tired of Adam Sandler. I hate having to see one of his movies every year. Because he's not a good actor. I hate that he somehow keeps making movies. I hate that Netflix has made this deal with the devil with him. And I just, it's just, it's one of those things, like, he's, I'm not a fan.
Sorry, we're getting some interference. We're getting some interference.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, sir, your microphone sucks. You're saying Adam Sandler's the best.
Your check, whatever, is having some issues right now.
I don't know, Reggie. He's just the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
I mean, I don't.
That doesn't mean anything.
We'll get into it.
Somebody likes him.
I don't think he's the problem with this. I don't think he's the problem with this movie.
You don't think his accent that keeps coming in and out isn't a problem?
I told you if he could get over it, he would like the movie.
Here's the thing. Dawson told me he had an accent. I didn't even fucking hear the accent. I was like, he's doing a fucking American. What are we talking about? I didn't even hear it.
He was not doing it. I didn't hear the accent either.
I didn't hear an accent. I heard Adam Sandler for the entire movie.
Which is the problem, because he's not a good actor.
It was a bad accent.
To be an actor. Okay. All right.
Are we going to act like accent work isn't part of being an actor? Is that what we're doing right now?
No.
Okay.
No. That's not what we're doing. But I don't think he's the problem with this movie. I think you give any actor the script and there's going to be some issues. Rob, what about you going into it?
I was somewhat in the same space as Reggie. Like, I was a fan of Adam Sandler earlier stuff, but when he got the deal with Netflix, it's kind of been hit or miss. And I was like, okay, Adam Sandler's doing his movie again. I wonder what it is this time. But, you know, since we were going to do the review, I said, let me check it out. And, I can get where Reggie's at. It's kind of one of those movies where you're kind of on the fence. You either like it or don't like it kind of deal. But I wasn't looking forward to it, but I'm glad I watched it though.
Interesting. Dawson.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited to see it, right? It's Adam Sandler. Interesting dramatic take, I guess, but I was excited to see it.
Reggie's posture right now.
He's ready to attack.
Is not, I don't like it. he looks simultaneously like he could not give less of a shit, but also he is ready to attack. I don't know how that's possible, that you could be giving off both of those things at the same time, but somehow you are right now. It's disarming.
I don't know what to say.
Here's the thing about this. I mentioned all the things that I do like about it. Or that I thought I would like about it, at least going into it. The other piece of it is, I'm fine with sci-fi movies, but I don't necessarily, like, it's not my go-to genre. It's not thing. I don't generally enjoy a movie with a giant fucking spider talking to a human. Like, I don't like, it's just, it's almost a bridge too far for me. Something like a Marvel movie where that happens, it's like this world where it's all possible. This is supposed to be like real world, and I don't know. It doesn't hit the same way for me. But that being said, this is a boring ass movie. This movie is boring.
Okay.
It's so, like, it is slow for a sci-fi movie. There's nothing going on.
There's everything going on.
There's nothing going on. It is everything. So boring. The pacing. You missed
the whole point of the movie then.
Oh, enlighten me. Enlighten me, sir.
You gotta, be happy with what you have.
I didn't need an hour and 47 minutes of Paul Dano's spider talking to Adam Sandler to figure out I need to be happy in my life.
I thought he was going to eat him. I thought the spider was going to eat him. If I was,
yeah, I had that feeling.
If that had happened, I would have been all in.
He called him fucking kill this guy. Time, and I'm like, he's going to like plump him up. And then he'd be like, ah, you're a fat human now.
Can I ask you, what was in that jar that the both of them kept eating all the time?
Nutella? I mean, I think it was like a hazelnut spread or something. So like some type of chocolate.
I thought it was like nut spread. What's that shit that Australians like? Vegemite?
Vegemite? It's not. Yeah. Nobody likes Vegemite.
Australians never had Vegemite? Like Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite.
But they think peanut butter is disgusting. Figure that out.
Go figure that one out.
they like that stuff, but peanut butter is gross. Okay.
Did this movie remind you kind of like Interstellar or 2001: Space Odyssey?
So I said last week it was like Interstellar.
Okay, Reggie, I'm starting to understand a subgenre of movie I don't like, because they just named Interstellar and 2001. And those are both movies I actively dislike. And if you all are getting the same vibe off of this to those, it tracks. Because, yeah, I'm learning I don't like this subgenre of slow, small cast, nothing happening in a spaceship. I'm not a fan of this genre of film. And I've learned that now. I don't need another one to understand it. I don't know, the conversations aren't even interesting to me. Like, at least if you had some genuine thought-provoking conversations between this alien and this human, it might be interesting to me. But it's surface level, for one thing. It's like an alien learning about a human and a human learning about his life. It's surface level. And then whenever they try to go deep, it falls totally flat. It's like, I don't know. It feels like a high schooler trying to get, trying to get philosophical is what this plays as to me. I was bored out of my mind watching this.
Well, I think this was like more kind of like a indie art house type of film, more than, something just for general audience. So, yeah, that's what I mentioned before. This is kind of like one of those on the fence movies. You're gonna love it or you're gonna hate it. It's not gonna be for everybody.
Reggie? Is Reggie,
he was resetting his internet.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Oh. This dude, maybe it's not his cable. Maybe it's his internet. He's got nothing but problems over there in the last month.
Somebody's watching Netflix in the house.
Okay, Dawson. Sounds like I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much. It sounds like you enjoyed this on some level.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Talk to me about what you liked.
Well, I mean, I guess I have a bias, but like, I mean, I thought it was fine. It is. It's a little bit of a different experience for different people.
Some people might have dabbled.
Some people have different experiences, Brent. Okay.
Some people saw the back of the universe.
Yeah, what you might think is boring and like nothing going on, I'm like, holy shit, I'm terrified. I'm kind of tripped out here. It's fine. I don't know. I guess it. I don't know what I expected going into this, but I didn't really have a ton of expectations. I just knew he was on a spaceship, and we had a little creature, Paul Dano. I didn't even know there was other people in this. I thought it was just those two. So when we started to get into the story of he's in our space and what he's going through, okay, I get that. I'm kind of here for it. I don't know. I mean, it feels to me like I like Interstellar. So to me, it feels like that just starring Adam Sandler and, less with way less going on than Interstellar.
I almost feel like, the story. So his wife, I mean, spoiler alert, I guess a little bit. His wife decides while he's away that she's going to leave him. And she sends this message to him, basically, you know, asking him for a divorce or whatever. The relationship is over. And the people that work with the space program decide they're not going to deliver that message to him for his well-being. And I think there's almost as interesting or more interesting of a movie on like on that particular conundrum. Like, how do you deal with someone that's in isolation, who's looking for connection to their life, but their life is getting all fucked up while they're gone and you don't want them to know that? Like, how do you reconcile that, and what do you do in that situation? That might have been what should be the almost D plot in this movie that you don't really care about. You're more interested in Adam Sandler and Hanush. I'm more interested in them deciding not to tell him and how they do that. But I didn't get enough of that to even care. So I don't know. It's interesting. Is Reggie back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
You were in the same pose as before.
Yeah.
But I want to say, Brett, you nailed it right on the head. I think that is the whole premise of the plot, that the two of them made based their relationship on being together all the time. And Jakob makes the choice to go on this mission selfishly. And she has a very tough time dealing with, because on top of that, you know, she's pregnant, so she has all these emotions going on, and she really needed him to be there, but he made the selfish decision to go on this mission and leave her kind of hanging. And I think also the lonely, him being by himself for that long, kind of like made him realize that he kind of left her hanging, and that's why he constantly wanted to talk to her. And Mission Control or whatever the fuck it is didn't want them to keep in touch, because he was going to find out that she was kind of like didn't want to hang around anymore. And the everything else is existential. You can say all of it is just a dream, or it's just a figment of his imagination. But the whole premise is that the relationship, what's happening, what's going on, and the reason why that is happening, and you have to really kind of think hard and kind of like brush away all the other junk to see that.
Well, I guess a good version of this movie would actually have you questioning that, but they don't do enough work for me to care to question that.
That's on you.
Is it though? Is it? You're not mentally strong enough to understand this movie. Is the onus on me to give a shit about what they're giving me? Is that my
Rob
problem?
Knows a lot about movies, okay?
Rob didn't like the movie either.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said I wasn't like looking it. Forward to it.
He didn't like it.
Because I thought it was Adam Sandler was doing his movie again.
I refuse your premise that my dislike of this movie is due to my inability to understand what's going on in this plot. If you believe that to be the case, let's go full spoilers on it. Why don't you explain to me exactly what I'm missing in this Green Knight situation we have going on here?
No,
Reggie,
you got to do your own research, brother. I can't.
Yeah, there we go.
It doesn't have the same impact if I walk you through, if I hold your hand through life.
Bro. Reggie, help me out here. Come on.
I don't know. I found it boring. The movie was dragged on, like, and I think to the point of these movies about people being alone. Like, you could do a movie like The Martian is an amazing movie, and you know they do somebody being alone.
You take that back.
The Martian is a great movie.
Yeah, The Martian is very good.
Oh, I thought you said The Marvels.
Oh.
My bad, I misheard.
I was like, that's quite the reaction.
I know, right?
To the Golden Globe Best Comedy winning movie. It's quite the reaction.
I just don't think that Adam Sandler has the acting chops to pull this off. I do think the script is bad, and like you said, it could have gone in an interesting direction, but for whatever reason chose not to. But I do think it's not helped by having somebody who's not a good actor. It's not helped
what
by having
Paul
Dano.
Was Jakob and Adam Sandler was Hanush.
That would somehow be worse.
Hello, skinny human.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly why it would be worse.
It's a spider. Oh, you little spider. Oh.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with Adam Sandler. I don't have a problem with Adam Sandler. Like, I don't feel like he's the problem here. I feel like I wouldn't like this movie no matter who you had in it. I think you could put the best actors in this movie and I would not care about what they're giving me. Because it doesn't pack a punch anywhere. I don't feel the weight or the lack of gravity to the situation. I don't feel anything in this. I don't feel bad for him being alone. I don't feel this alien's curiosity. I don't know. Like I said, the most interesting pieces and the parts that kept me the most invested were the parts on Earth. And that should not be the case in a movie that has 70% built around, maybe more than 70% built around this set of the spaceship and these two characters. It's just, I wanted to like this partially because I knew Reggie was going to come in here and shit on it. And I wanted to combat Reggie, but this is a slog of a movie. It's a tough watch. I had to watch it in three sittings. It took me
this movie three times. Wow.
No. I watched it in like 30 to 40 minute chunks because it's all I could do. Like, I gotta take a break. I cannot watch this right now. I did not want to finish it. I finished it because it was my duty to finish it, because that's what I do. I don't review movies I haven't watched all the way through, but this was tough. It was for me. And I'm surprised to hear
defense of it right now. Well, maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. But I'm a little surprised. Not from you, Dawson. I'm not surprised by you. I'm surprised by Rob right now.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, you guys didn't understand the Green Knight because...
You guys... I didn't see the Green Knight. Did you review the Green Knight? Or did you see the Green Knight? Didn't you say it was bad?
No, I liked that movie.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah, I understood it.
You see what he's doing? You see what he's doing, Reggie? This is my favorite game. You didn't like the movie because you're stupid. You don't understand. Yeah, it's not good.
What, Rob, what do you like about it?
Well, like I mentioned before, like the film is existential, like indie outhouse film, much like The Green Knight was. And yeah, it reminded me of 2001 Space Odyssey, which is one of my favorite films of all time.
Well,
and
wow, that is a shock to hear.
You weren't here earlier. I was trying to talk to you and I wonder why you didn't respond to me. They said this reminded them of Interstellar in 2001. I was like, okay, I've learned a subgenre of film that I don't like because I don't like any of those movies. So I don't need these movies. You missed that.
Yeah, agreed. Like I said, I feel like The Martian is kind of in that subgenre and it works. So I don't know how to.
But The Martian is a comedy. It's funny. His laughs, his levity.
Yeah, and also you got a bigger cast, and they're not just on, you know, the little Martian station like the whole time. So it definitely works better. And yeah, you also have a better cast as well in that film, so I'll give you that there. But yeah, I mean, all that aside, the it's just like I mentioned before, it's like about the relationship between Jakob and Laka, whatever her name is. That's the statement that she made, where you go, I go, and where I go, you go, is kind of like what the basis of their relationship was based on, and how they went from there. And, you know, the things that they happened in their relationship, and then how their relationship went on, and then he, you know, just thought about himself and kind of left her hanging. That's like what I got from this movie. And the whole, it's kind of like Wilson in the Tom Hanks
Castaway
movie. Is kind of like, it's his mind making an anchor for him to like kind of hold on to his memories, because he's going in a direction where he's not mentally well, and it's like a self-defense mechanism to like kind of anchor him and bring him back and give him somewhat like of a purpose to like, okay, you know, finish what you gotta finish and, you know, go back to her and whatnot. So
I mean, I hear everything you're saying, and I don't necessarily even think you're wrong about what you're saying. I got all that from the film. I just don't think they accomplished any of that in a way that's satisfying or compelling. Like, it's not well done.
Yeah, it's not well done. I agree with you there. That's why I'm like saying it's, you know, half a, you know, you're gonna either be on the fence, you're either gonna hate it or love it, or like it or not, you know, like it. It's definitely one of those that is up to the viewer, you know. It's left in their hands with no like definitive hard ending, as they some people like to say.
I will say a couple things about the movie that I was interested in or liked. Kunal Nayar from The Big Bang Theory. I did, you know, a lot of people shit on The Big Bang Theory. I did watch The Big Bang Theory. I've never seen him do anything remotely dramatic, so it was interesting to see him in this as Peter, and I thought that he did the part well. And I really enjoy Paul Dano's voice. I like Hanusha's voice. I like what he does. So those are some positive things that I have to say about the film. And I always enjoy seeing zero gravity on film. Like seeing the way that astronauts, you know, seeing actors float around. I don't know. I just like that. But that's really about all the good things I could say about it, I think. There's not a lot else that I really enjoyed about it. Reggie, do you have, can you pick out some positive things? Can we be positive for a second? Are you thinking, Charles Xavier? What are we doing here? Do you have a headache? Are you rubbing your temple right now?
Yeah, I guess what's positive is that it's on Netflix, so you don't have to watch it. And Netflix allows you to watch it at 1.5 speed, so you can get through it faster.
Or you can watch it in 40-minute chunks.
Or you cannot finish it.
Hey, no, you did not finish it. You gotta stop doing that. You gotta stop doing that, man. We don't ask for a lot, but in order to review a movie, we have to complete it.
Fred, this was unwatchable.
It's on Netflix, sir.
I tried. I know, and I tried, and it was unwatchable.
I struggled. I completed my mission.
Uh huh.
I made it back to you guys. My Check Connect is working. Yours is struggling right now, but you're here. I don't know. Dawson, I think it's fair to say you're probably going to have the highest score out of... No, I don't know. Maybe not. But I'm interested in hearing you sort of genuinely pitch what you like about it and what it was. And like, not shitting on you in any way, because no, people like different things, but I'm curious.
It's not like this isn't like a high scoring movie for me. I'm not going to give this like a 9. Not even close to that. Like, I don't know. I just like watching Adam Sandler do something different than his comedy roles. Right. Like
I do too.
I like watching him in dramatic roles, and it doesn't have to be like the most amazing thing, but there's like I've said before, there's pieces in this movie of things that I like from other movies, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. There's like, I feel like there's pieces of that in this movie. There's pieces of Interstellar in it. It's a decent enough story. I don't know. It's fine. I don't hate the movie. I didn't love the movie, but it was fine. I enjoyed it.
Can I say something controversial?
Yeah.
I would watch Madam Web like 10 times before I would watch this again.
Wow. That's, I guess.
I was.
You're a liar.
No, I genuinely was entertained by Madam Web more than this. Like, I feel like I would have a better time watching that than this movie. And I don't enjoy shitting on things. It's not really my move.
I mean, there's like when you. I'm just looking. Like I've been scrolling through, like IMDb, and there's like 300 user reviews. And it's basically like people either like it or they hate it.
Hate it? Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Like there's 8, 9s, 10s, and then there's 1s or 5s. I guess there's some people in the middle, but it's the majority of them feel like they're
9s or 10s. Has anyone looked at the Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm sure it's not good.
I'm curious. I'm going to look it up. Surprisingly higher than I would have thought.
52% critic, 65% audience. 52% critic. Maybe we are stupid, Reggie. Yeah, maybe we're big, dumb idiots.
I wonder if there's a curve for like Netflix.
Could be. I think it's better than some Netflix movies I've seen. Well, probably a lot of Netflix movies I've seen, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's give some scores. Who wants to go first? Reggie, let's get you out of the way since you didn't even finish.
I mean, I don't. That's why I don't know. I'm not going to give it a score. I can't do it.
We got to figure out what's going on with your microphone. We have to. All right.
I don't think it's my mic. I think it might be my internet connection because it keeps going in and out.
Are you hardwired?
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is.
Huh. Okay. Well,
is anybody else in the house using the internet?
Is it your internet every week now? Because it's been like the last 6 weeks.
Okay, then no, it's probably not the internet.
You do have times where it's good. I will say that, but I don't know. It's weird. Okay, so you're going to abstain.
Because it wouldn't be fair for me to give it a one.
Okay. All right. Rob, what do you give it?
It's going to be hard for a lot of people with this movie. I think you're going to get some Adam Sandler fan who will be like, what the hell is he doing this for? You know, this is not his typical, you know, role and whatnot. But like I mentioned before, the 2001 Space Odyssey, Interstellar kind of Castaway feel I got off of it.
What is that?
Reggie's microphone.
Reggie, mute your mic. I think he's gone.
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, I was getting ready to mute him myself. What is happening? What is happening?
He's gone.
He's so bored with this call and this movie. He's just, I'm going to mess with all my settings right now.
It's like, fuck this movie. I'm out.
All right. Sorry, Rob. I missed you. Did you give a score?
No. What I was saying was that, like you were talking about, it's kind of like a subgenre, like space, sci-fi, film that's not going to appeal to everybody. This is more of like an art house film, and not everybody's going to like it. It's on the fence. I like the where they were going. The execution was kind of poor, probably due to lack of budget, or maybe the special effects took all the money to make the make-believe spider. There's a heartfelt story in there. It's just not done very well. And, I think it could have been better if there was more money thrown at it, or maybe a different director was involved in the project. But I think it's kind of very smart story-wise, but it's just executed poorly. And I like the premise, but yeah, it's just not done right. Paul Dano's voice kind of reminds me of Hal from that 2001 Space Odyssey. That's why I keep bringing it up.
We need Brent. Can
you give a number, bro?
Can we get like the Oscars playoff music? Like, come
oh my
on.
God. Start playing the
outro song. Just say the outro song.
This is not Rob Apps Rants and Rambles. Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm going to give Spaceman on Netflix a 5 out of 10.
This movie sucks. It was difficult to watch. It's not like the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, there are some redeeming things in it. They're just sort of few and far between. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10. I didn't like it at all, really. I'm only giving it a 2 instead of a 1 because I found some small pieces. It's not completely void of good things. The fuck, Hanoush looks pretty good for a $40 million movie. Half of that probably went to Adam Sandler. You know, Hanoush looks pretty good. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 2. But that's about all I have to say about that. Dawson?
I don't know. This movie was fine. I'll probably never watch it again. Maybe one day when I want to have a memory. But it was okay. I'll give it a 6.5.
Okay. 6.5, a 5, and a 2. That's a 4.5 average. I don't think we can say see it. So it's between stream it and skip it.
I say stream it.
Most people.
I gotta mute him.
I can't even hear you, Brent.
There we go. I muted him.
Most people can skip it. It's fine. Most people probably don't need to see this.
Let's do skip it. I think it's a skip it. That's going to do it for us this week. I got to tell you, Reggie, you got to mute.
Something's going on there, Reggie.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
It's over, Reggie.
I got to be honest. I don't say this much. This one we might just want to throw out. Like we're going to put it on the fucking feed. But this was not a good episode, guys. Like, we'll try again next week, everyone.
See you next time.
It was not great. You know, sometimes we do, I think most of the time we do a pretty good job. This was not one of those times, in my opinion. It's not a strong episode. If you're listening at home, you're like, Jesus, this episode's been kind of a train wreck. You're not alone in that. We all feel that way. I think all four of us probably.
I thought I did a great performance.
You thought you. Dawson, the talent. The talent feels like they've done a good job.
Yeah, dude. My side went great over here. Rob showed up tonight. So Reggie did not. Thanks, Rob. Man. Thanks, Rob, for showing up when Reggie decides to check out. Maybe you can join us in Ghostbusters because Reggie's not going to watch Ghostbusters because he's over Ghostbusters.
I'll watch Ghostbusters.
Reggie's not going to say anything because he's, well, don't he make knows
him
I'm right.
Don't make him unmute, please. Stop. No.
I do want to see Ghostbusters.
All right. We're going to get out of here.
Reggie is on Arrakis right now.
The spice is not flowing.
Oh, the sandworm. He's riding the sandworm. You don't need to
follow me. You don't need to follow anybody.
But you can follow us. I'm Brent, and I am...
X, not Malcolm.
And he's Rob, and he's...
Rob.
There's also Reggie, who is...
Hit on.
We can't forget about Dawson at...
Andy!
Underscore
Dawson.
Don't forget to follow the podcast at CinemaChatPod on Twitter. And check out our website, cinemachatpodcast.podbean.com.
I'm following you now. I'm just going to follow you everywhere. I'm just going to follow you the rest of my life.
Thanks, Peter. Now, if the rest of you would get off your ass and follow us, that would be great.
Mail, motherfucker!
Oh, and don't forget to send your emails to cinemachatpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Please, send us something. Have a good week, everyone. Goodbye.
I got my wife calling in the middle of the episode. I got Reggie's internet down. Reggie logs back in. He's got noise all over the place. I don't know what's happening. Our pets' heads are falling off.
You're still here. It's over. Go home.
Oh, and don't leave your garbage all lying around. It's a total dick move.
Go.